8i. Exercises 1 and 2, page 100.
In the morning and evening, you'll see my light, and only the moon is brighter at night. What am I? The answer to the riddle is Venus, of course, the planet that takes its name from the Roman goddess of love and beauty. Venus is the second closest planet to the Sun, going around it at a distance of 108 million kilometers. It's the second largest rocky planet after the Earth in our solar system. Because it's a similar size to the Earth, it is sometimes called Earth's twin. Venus turns, but much more slowly than the Earth, so that one day on Venus lasts for 243 Earth days. It also turns in the opposite direction to our planet, so the sun rises in the west on Venus and sets in the east. Venus takes 225 Earth days to orbit the sun, meaning a year on Venus is shorter than a day. Venus has a hot center that is surrounded by rock. It is covered in volcanoes, and its highest point, Skadi Mons, is 11.52 kilometers high. Compare that to Mount Everest, which is 8.85 kilometers in height. It's the hottest planet in the solar system, at about 465 degrees Celsius. Just so you understand how hot that is, the hottest temperature recorded on the Earth's surface is 56.7 degrees Celsius. In Death Valley, USA, Venus is over 8 times hotter. In fact, even hotter than the planet Mercury, which is over 50 million kilometers closer to the Sun. But why? Because 96.5% of the atmosphere of Venus is made up of the gas carbon dioxide. That's the gas that's partly to blame for global warming on Earth, since it keeps heat in. Many spacecraft have visited Venus, though they had no one on board. The first to send us back data was the Mariner 2 probe in 1962, and there have been many since. Some have even sent back pictures of the planet's surface and recorded its weather. It's not very inviting. Rocky and dusty, with high winds, thick clouds, and possibly lightning storms. No astronauts have gone there themselves due to these harsh conditions. There is even less chance of setting up a base there, though some dreamers believe we could live up in the clouds, where the heat would be a little more bearable. No missions, however, are planned, especially since Mars is far easier to have astronauts visit. It's easy to see Venus in the night sky because it's the brightest object there after the moon. You can see it with the naked eye, low on the horizon in the early morning or evening. If you get a chance to see it with a telescope, you should take it, however. It doesn't even need to be very powerful. Even with a simple one, you'll see that Venus, just like the moon, has different phases. Why not give it a try?